If you have your Bible, we'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. We'll share something with you tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. We want to just look at one verse tonight as a springboard, and we'll just try to mind the Lord and just give you what the Lord's gave us. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 14. He says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of His knowledge by us in every place." I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be my help, on the divine standard of victory. The divine standard victory. Amen? Praise God. As we see this tonight and we look at this in 2 Corinthians, and this little short passage, he wants us to know that thanks should be given to God. Amen? And if there's any thanks that needs to go out, they should go out to the Lord for all that He's done for us, because He saved us by His marvelous grace, saved through faith in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, ain't you glad for that? And indeed, we are members of His church. Amen. We're members of the church of the living God, and we thank Him so much for that. But I'm just wondering tonight, as our church and as the people of God, if we truly have the victory in Jesus tonight. Amen. I think that we come up just a little bit short. I think we fall short. I think we're living a substandard of victory. Amen. I don't believe we have victory like we ought to have in Jesus Christ as our Savior. I was thinking about this. I sat in the study the other day, and I'd been doing thinking about planting and different things, and the flowers and the perennials and the annuals, and trying to get all that in my head. And I always get that mixed up. I can't ever remember which one's which. Amen. One you plant and they come up and they're real pretty and they die and they don't come up again. There's another one that you plant, praise God, and it grows and it blooms, it looks pretty, and it dies out, and then it comes back again. Amen? And I can't ever remember which one is. But the ones that come back is those perennials. Those that come back, praise God, are the ones that, I got to thinking about this, they're the ones that get victory year after year. Amen? They don't matter. It don't matter what they go through. It don't matter if the winter's harsh or winter's mild. It don't matter if the snow's deep or the snow's light. It don't matter if the frost is heavy or the frost is light. Praise God, them perennials, every year, praise God, they'll come up again. Amen. That's what victory is, praise the Lord. I got to think about what a blessing. We have victory in Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what we're going through, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but glory, hallelujah, I'm just trying to mind the Lord. Praise God, we can see the power in where God planted us. Praise God, in Jesus Christ, our Savior. I believe Paul was excited when he was writing to them, praise God, on the triumph that we have, the victory that we have in Jesus. Don't let the old devil in this body dissuade you. Hey man, if you're a child of God, if you're born again, praise God, we have victory in the Lord. Paul said we're more than conquerors in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His name. In Colossians chapter number 3, verse 3, he said that we are hid with Christ in God. Amen. If we are hid with Christ in God, praise God, I want to tell you something, youngest, there's nobody can get to us. Amen. Praise God, we have the victory in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise His name. So we're just like those perennials, praise God, that's planted, that come up, they thrive, they go through, and they come up, and they may wilt down, but they come up again. Amen. Praise God. And have you ever noticed about these people? They come up reaching for heaven. Amen. Praise God. And God, amen, He just pulls them up out of that. Praise the Lord. Brings them up out, revives them, praise God, stirs them. Puts a pep in their step, if you will. Praise the Lord. They come up. I'm telling you, it amazes me this time of year. I love spring of the year. Amen. I love to see stuff just come alive. God does that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we've got that same thing. We've got God working for us. He's on our side. And we're hid with Christ in God. In other words, they should be an unbroken, joyous communion with God. Hello? Day by day. Praise God. An unbroken, joyous communion. So we ought to have, a reaction and a response, praise God, gets people's attention. Hello? We ought to have a response and action in our life, action and a response that gets people's attention. Onlookers ought to be able to see something. Amen? They ought to come with a question, look, say, praise God, what in the world's going on with them? There's something about them, something different about a child of God. Amen. It's because we have victory in Jesus Christ. It's not something that we will have. It's something that we have today in the Lord. Amen. We're just claiming victory. Praise God. And we get it through the study of the Word of God. The truth and the study of the New Testament. Praise God. We see the divine standard for Christianity. The standard that we have today. You know what it is? It's that steady stream of victory that comes from Jesus. Amen? It's a steady, do you hear me? It's just a steady stream of victory that comes from Jesus. What he's saying, what I'm trying to say is, praise God, that we are somebody going somewhere. Amen. We're on the road to improvement, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the driver. And He's continuously helping us along the way. And the divine standard that we have, praise God, is victory in Christ Jesus. He's given us that. It's not something that we will have. And He tells us here that it's not something that has to do with a time and a place. It's not nothing that has to do with a what, when, or a where. It's not nothing to do with a come what may. But He said it's what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ right now. It's what we have right now. It's not what we got. We're going to get one day. Hey, man, boy, things going to be glorious one day. Hey, boy, I'm going to get victory one day. No. We have victory today in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we're missing out. That's where we're selling God short. Amen. We're falling short, praise God. We're living in a substandard Christianity, a substandard faith, because we don't have victory. You don't have victory. I don't have victory today like we should. Praise God. We ought to have victory in the Lord. Amen. So we see Paul here as he says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Amen. Now what does that word, he always causes us to triumph in Christ. Does that mean it does it every now and then? He does it when He wants to or when it's convenient? And whenever things are running well? No, He said always means in all ways, praise God, we have victory in Christ Jesus. If you're a born again believer, praise God, it don't matter what happens to you in this world, praise God, you got victory in Jesus. Amen. We got a blessed hope, praise God. It's out of this world no matter what happens. Amen. Praise the Lord. Devil won't like us because he likes to try to control us. He said, well, poor old pitiful you, look what you're going through. Look what people's saying about you. Look at the attitude. Look at this, look at that, praise God. But praise God, God wants us to have victory and have it in abundance. He wants us to have it now. Praise the Lord. He says He causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of His knowledge by us in every place. He said in those dark places, in those light places, wherever we go, whatever we do, praise God, the grace manifests to us and the victory that we have tonight in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but preacher, that's okay here, but what about other places where we don't have that victory? Praise God, the Word of God is, He gives us victory all through His Word. It's not just a standalone verse. Look back just about two pages. About two pages in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Look what he says. Paul says this, he said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the what? the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who giveth us the victory. It's a gift from God to have victory. Amen. Praise God. Don't just believe you got it and just shout and praise and give God the glory. Because we have victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, praise God, that's what we have. He said, it's not a standalone verse, just one verse here. But praise God, all through the Word of God, He says, we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. Said, He giveth us the victory. That's me and you. I'm glad it don't say, well, He giveth them the victory. But no, He says, He gives us the victory. His people, praise God, we have victory in the Lord. You say, preacher, how do we have that victory? The term whereby we get victory, praise God, He says this. He said, victory is the gift of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have victory. Devil ain't liking this. Amen. He don't want us to have victory. He wants us to be defeated. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ offers us victory. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Said we have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's through Jesus Christ we have victory tonight. You have victory. I have victory. Our family has victory. Our church has victory. Our country could have victory in Christ if we had turned to the Lord. Amen. The divine standard for born again believers tonight, praise God, is to have victory. And that victory is in the Lord. Praise God. So you see, how can we get it? Universal, like an eternal standard that God has for having victory. And victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can we get the victory in Christ, praise God, to be confident of our victory? Where does victory come from? I'm glad you asked. Look at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter number 5. Amen. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 3. Little John says this. He said, for this is the love of God, they would keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. And now watch this. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this, now watch this, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Praise God. Even our faith. So who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. If you want to have victory tonight, praise God, in faith, just believe that Jesus Christ is the precious Son of God. Amen. You can't separate them. Amen. Faith cannot be separated, praise God, from victory. And victory cannot be had without faith. Praise God, it goes together like a glove. The condition for victory, praise God, is faith in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Now what is faith, praise God? What is it? What is faith and victory when you put them together? Is it something that we have to keep striving for? Hello? Come on now. See, this is where we come short. Amen. We try to have victory, try to have a victorious life in Christ as a Christian, and we keep falling on our faces because we keep striving for that perfection. We keep striving for that victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that ain't what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches that we have the victory, praise God, in faith in Christ. In other words, soon as we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, hey, praise God, it's something that we already possess. It's something that is ours. Amen. We just have to have faith to believe, praise God. Glory, hallelujah. When we get saved and born again, we become a child of God. And we have victory in Christ Jesus. Why? Because He's already attained victory. Amen. Hey, newsflash, in case you didn't hear, Jesus won. Amen. He went to the cross. He died for our sins. He was buried in a tomb. And 3 days later, He got up. Victorious over death and the grave. two of the things that we dread in this life. Amen. Jesus Christ has the victory. Amen. What did Colossians 3:3 say? She said that we are hid in Christ, with Christ in God. Amen. Praise God. So we're hid in Christ, so we have that victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Don't let the devil of the world tell you don't have victory. Hey, don't tell you have to keep trying to strive for victory. We have victory. We just need to proclaim it. Amen. We need to look the devil and the world between beak and bill and say, praise God, my salvation, my victory is in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. It gets exciting. John was pinning this down. He praised God. Verse number 5, he says this. He said, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. Overcomer. We overcome, praise God, when we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's God the Son. Amen. And when we have that conviction in our hearts, our lives, he said, we are victors in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? We possess victory. Amen. Our faith in God. What is it in Mark? In Mark chapter number 11, verse 22. Amen. Mark asked the question, or Jesus asked the question in Mark. He's made a statement, rather. He said, have faith. He told him, he said, have faith in God. Amen. Who's our faith? And our faith's in God. We put our faith and trust in God. When we put our faith and trust in God, we have victory because we're hid in Christ in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we end up in the keeping power of an Almighty God. And we got victory. We have the victory. I'm telling you, it's a divine standard that God's got for us to live a victorious life. Not that we will, might we strive to try to, but we ought to just live it because it's ours to be had. Amen. It's been given to us through Christ our Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. Faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Faith with God, which God, praise God, has positioned into our hearts. Amen. He's put into our hearts. Praise God, that we might have that victory in Christ Jesus. Paul, as we can see, Paul, as he's defiant over the things that's taking place. Look at Romans chapter number 8. Very amazing piece of scripture. Paul's writing in Romans chapter number 8. And he says this in verse 31. He says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. He said, if God's on our side, we believe in God, we trust in God. He said, who can be against us? We're victors. We've already won. Amen. He said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. That's where you get that awful. So whatsoever you need. Amen. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He's on our side. Amen. The one that's already overcome death, hell, and the grave, praise God, he is on our side. Praise the Lord. Verse 35, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Because he's on our side, remember? He said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Can any of those things separate us from the Lord? No. Praise God, we belong to him. He said, as is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, amen, watch this, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, we've got victory. He said, it don't matter to storms. It don't matter to trials. It don't matter to tribulation. He said, we are in Christ Jesus and we already won. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got the victory. Amen. Praise God. He said, we are more than conquerors. You remember the story of David? Not this little David, but little David. Amen. He come down to check on his brothers that's there in the valley, and they was fighting against the Philistines. You remember the story? And the Philistines had this great big warrior named Goliath. And they come up against Goliath, and old David come down. And he said, what's going on? Now, old David was red-headed. I can just see him red-headed, freckles, but said he's a good-looking guy. Amen? And he said, what's going on? And they said, brothers, he said, what do you come down here for? You're just come down to see what's going on. And they said, oh, he said, what's going on? About that time, this big old fella comes out there. Amen. He's a head and shoulders above all the rest. He's 9 foot tall and something had six fingers on each hand, six toes on each foot. A weird kind of guy. But he comes out there and he curses the God of Israel. And he says, hey, he demands, he said, hey, send somebody out here to fight against me. If they can whoop me, praise God, we'll be your servants. Amen. So David said, well, what's the holdup? Amen. Where's the volunteers at? Where are they lining up at to whoop this feller? Of course, you know the Paul Harvey version. Nobody wanted to go out against Goliath. Nobody wanted to fight against him. David said, I'll go. Amen. Old David said he went down there to the brook and he picked him up 5 smooth stones out of the brook, put them in his shepherd's pouch, and he reached in that pouch and he pulled out a sling. Amen. Straightened that thing out. He went over there and there was Goliath come out against him. Old Goliath, big old feller. Probably made David look like nothing. It probably been about like little David fighting him. Amen. And he was David's God. And he said, David said, he come to fight. He said, I come in the name of God. And old David swirled that stone around there 2 or 3 times in that sling. 3 or 4 times, or how many times he swirled it. Amen. So he let that thing go and that thing hit right between the eyes, that old giant. And he went down. Know the story? It's finished. Amen. But it wasn't finished. David was a conqueror. Amen. David was a conqueror. But what did he do? He became more than a conqueror. This old wicked Philistine that had cursed the God of Israel. David run over there to him and didn't have a sword. He pulled Goliath's sword out and he chopped off his head. Amen. Why? Because he was more than a conqueror. Praise God. He not only was a winner, but praise God, he conquered, praise God, by the power and the might of God. That this power, this influence that you can see a type of the power and the presence of this world which we live in. David said, I cut its head off. That power and presence of humanity will never live again. And he said, I'm just going to live for God. And he said, I done it in the name of my God. Praise the Lord. The power and the influence, praise. He's more than conquered. He had victory, absolute victory in his God. It's what we have today in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors. Praise God. We have the victory. Praise God. Just like David did. I can see old Paul as he's thrilled with the life that he has in Christ Jesus. As he's magnifying him in Romans chapter number 8 and he's lifting him up and he said, praise God. He said, we are more than conquerors in the life we have in Christ. Because what Christ has already done for us. Amen. We are victorious. Nobody can take that away from us. He said, well, preachers, sometimes you get this way, sometimes you get started. Sure we do. But we are more than conquerors, praise God. We have victory in Jesus Christ. Amen. Nobody can take that away from you. Why? Because they can't take it away from Him. Amen. He is the absolute victor. He's won. Amen. He has absolutely won, and nobody can take it away from Him. He said, in all these things, He said, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. It's not of us, but it's of Him. It's through Him, the one who loved us, that we have the victory. See, it's not something we can work up or work out. It's something that we have in Christ. I don't know about you, if you don't love the Lord Jesus Christ today, boy, you're backing up. Amen. Because He loved us enough that He could offer us victory in Christ. The Bible says that victory is swallowed up in praise. What He said in 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. We have that victory, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Victory and praise in the Lord. We have victory plus. Amen. Praise God. Victory plus the things that God dispenses to us every day. Praise His name. The divine standard that we should have as a standard of victory. There should never be no defeat in the child of God. We may have backsets and upsets, but praise God, our standard should be victory because we have already won. Amen. You have already won in Jesus Christ your Savior. The day that you bowed and accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, and invited Him into your heart to be the Lord and Savior, your shepherd, your chief shepherd of your soul, you attained unto victory that day. Amen. And God's not a God that'll take you back. Amen. If we don't have victory, it's not His fault, because He offers us that victory. If we don't have that victory today, then we're coming up short. We're living a substandard Christianity. Amen. But our victory ought to be a perennial victory, praise God, that when we go through the hard time, to go through the winters of life, we come out, praise God, to bloom again in the glory of God. I praise God. We ought to come out, praise God, rejoicing like them flowers with their arms reaching up to heaven. Reaching up to the sun, praise God. Amen. Enjoying the manna from heaven that God offers to us. Praise the Lord. Victory. Victory. Victory in Jesus. Amen. We sing that song so many times. We sung it tonight. Amen. But do we really believe that we have it? Do you really know that you have it? You do if you're a child of God. We have victory tonight, amen? That perennial victory, that victory, praise God, that comes year after year. Praise God. It's that victory, praise God, that one day will take us home to be with Him. And we'll be with Him forever. That's victory, amen? That's victory that nobody can take from you. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. When your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you have victory. We have victory in Christ. Amen. We just have to believe it, accept it, live it with Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. As He ministers to our heart, as we're hid with Christ in God. Paul was excited. I believe Paul was probably an excitable person. Amen. He loved the Lord. Brother Josh, he loved the Lord. And I believe I just see him getting excited when he's talking about how Christ is in him. That blessed hope of glory. Amen. How he's abiding in Christ. He's hid in Christ in God. He's trying to manifest to us that there's nobody can get to us. Nothing can get to us. Nothing can harm us. Because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Savior. Hey, praise God. Youngins, we're winners. We're winners tonight. Don't let nobody tell you different, praise God. We are on the winning side, praise God. That divine standard of victory is ours. Praise His holy name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Nobody can take it away from us. It's ours to be had. And it's ours when we accept Jesus as our Savior. He offers us victory. Victory in Jesus.